Unpause.
Unpause.
Now, me.
Check, right, check. Me. Check. That's me.
And that's you. Okay, great.
All right, so we are streaming. We are recording. We got our butt put in place. Broadcasting using this tool. Si, senor?
Yeah.
All right. Yes. I think everything's running. I've got all the buttons pushed, thanks to Grimner. Let me reduce this right here. So I'll be doing some experimenting here. Actually, I'll pull that back up. What I want to do is some practice there. And I think I'll do an introduction to start with, which means I'll have to open some more tabs back that I closed for making sure we had that. But this is a test run today. I'm going to do some practice. Excuse me. I'm going to go open up Twitter over here.
All right. So give me some information first.
Okay. What information?
You there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. You're starting on Friday, right?
Yes, that's correct. Starting Friday on 2/12/21 to 5/21/21. It'll be a 15 episode series of American Dissonance. Be building it as we go, and be adding information to that which I provide along the way. So Friday I'm starting with Tax Revolt. That will be highlighting Ed Brown and his wife and some others that were in on being raided by the Fed over a decade ago. And also Gordon Call, which is a very, very interesting story. Tax protester, dissenter from early on. Lots and lots of information. I have a lot of great sources for anybody that's going to want to do their own follow-up. So this isn't going to be an expose, but more of an introduction to these topics. And we'll be building and adding as I go along. Let me grab a couple of notes over here. So I want
right,
to add.
Well, see, here's my question.
Yes, sir.
Now here's my question for you. Do you have like a description of your show somewhere, text-based, that you can forward to me?
Yeah. Of course. revise, as my brother would say. And I'm gonna have to go back in settings. You know what? After we got off here, after all that yesterday, the stupid thing went back to not taking my letters, and what it was in settings. If I held the button down long enough, it would enter a letter. Let me scroll here just a little bit down through my Twitter. I've got some tweets that I have given over to this description of the program, but I still have to bring that together for that. But this will be Fridays. It's Tax Revolt. Gordon Call and Ed Brown are highlighted.
Okay,
in the first.
I don't mean it.
Huh?
Okay. I'm not talking about a description. I'm not talking about a description of an episode.
Right.
I'm talking about the overall description of the show.
This is kind of it right here. But like I say, a revise. So I'll bring that together and I'll have it for you before we go to air Friday. This is it. It's a big consideration for
okay.
future
also,
for you. Huh?
Also, do you have a do you have any graphics for me?
No. Oh, you know what? I forgot about that. We may want to consider rebuilding the header and that sort of thing. That's one thing I also wanted to work with you here on was going
or,
back
or,
over.
I mean, we can just modify your old show page, I guess, and use that again.
Well, yeah, it'll basically, it will continue on. We might change the header on there, or the headline, but it's still What Matters at Pondergander. So it's a continuation of my broadcasting series, different sets of series, at reallibertymedia.com/author/vine is my past work over the years here at Real Liberty Media. And this upcoming broadcast series, it will take into consideration that of our future freedoms here in America, and what really powers the world system and how it shapes the future. And to answer this question, we're going to have to really read between the lines. And this is a Ponder Gander in American Dissonance.
Donna's offering her assistance to you.
I love that girl.
So do I.
Yes. She's so wonderful. Wait, I clicked the wrong one.
Yeah, she's awesome.
There it is, brave. So brave.
No, just click the green flashing thing there. Go back where you were.
Oh, no, that put me to it. That was just it. That one over there is just the I do. Thank you, Donna. I guess I don't even have to type that since she's listening.
Well, she probably hears us, right?
Yes.
You hear us, don't you, Donna?
She does. Okay, now then, let me see. Free and slave, can you hear me? Let me see this. Hey, because
can they all hear us? In there, say yay. Yay, we hear you. All right, somebody type now in the chat there, so they know that we're on. You know the now thing.
You mean
do
it?
Thing,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Donna.
Hey, we got a yay. We got a yay from Donna. All
right. Now,
too slow. Oh, yeah. So, okay. American Dissonance Test. Wow, that'd be quite the test. Testing Americans for dissonance. Cognitive dissonance rather than other types.
Would I? Higher lip.
Would I? Could I? Should I?
Higher lip. Okay. So, man, I'm going to tell you that this is quite a reaching project because there's so...
Oh, you know what?
Huh?
Something we forgot to... We forgot to change a digit in your butt.
Oh, crap. I had one digit in my butt yesterday. Thank you.
All right.
She's a very nice lady.
Yeah. Let me scroll this up so it quits moving on me. All right. There we go.
All this stuff, and I almost had it all down so well.
See, what we should do, is create a little text file that you can remember how we used to do that?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely.
Yeah. So why don't we just do that now? All right.
So, too bad you guys aren't watching the stream here, or Grimner has control of my computer. And listen,
what is that? I don't know. All right, let's do a new.
So you built me a file over in my storage area and stuff over here on the other computers. How many have I gone through?
Yeah, that's fine.
And so we start that again.
Oh, there it is. All right, text document. All right.
Yeah, Woody, the first broadcast is Tax Revolt. Inside will be Death and Taxes, Gordon Call. I haven't come with a title for Ed Brown. I'll be doing the brainstorm, consolidating and bringing notes together.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for that help, you know who. So I have a few topics, groups, past parts of the movement that bring us into the timeline that we are upon, starting with tax revolt, and included will be things like sovereign citizens, militia, side notes, including Montana Freeman, the Texas Republic, and inside of that we'll might take a look at some of the polygamous groups. The Tea Party, now from there it runs and builds up on through what into the Trumpsters in so many senses, past Ron Paul, Posse Comitatus, which is included with Gordon Call, in that anarchist. Now that's one that most people don't get, especially people that consider themselves anarchists. So I'm building this as I go. Yeah, it is. Moosey, it is an oxymoron, but in a sense there's not, it's also not in the same definition. If it was truly being defined, sovereign citizen would mean that you're a part of America, and that sovereignty is that right to do as thou will, as long as you're not overriding the rights of another. So that's what basically the same thing as an anarchist is.
It really isn't. What happened there? Oh, I see.
What?
Yeah, what? I have it set up to automatically add in those other things. That's why it shows twice for RLM Radio. never mind. That works fine. No, sovereign citizen is absolutely an oxymoron, because of the fact that it doesn't mean you're an American, it doesn't mean you're an anarchist. If you're sovereign, then you're not a citizen. If you're a citizen, then you're not sovereign. Because
well,
you can't
yes.
be sovereign if you give ownership of yourself, which means a citizen, to the state or some other body. So you cannot not be both a sovereign and a citizen. You may consider yourself a liberated citizen or independent citizen, but of course independent citizen doesn't actually work either, because if you're independent, then you're not. See, once you get, you say I am a citizen of X, then X owns you, so you're no longer sovereign.
Yes, and I understand all that, but see, because of all the breakdown of the definitions and so forth, and then use that to corral and harness somebody and group them specifically into a category. Now, as for myself, you know, somebody might subcategorize myself as minarchist. Now, if you could somehow magically go to a point where a government collapsed, still out of those ashes would rise, there would have to be groups of people that would come together, and they would form common bonds, and whether it be protectors or peacekeepers, the people that would want to have to be administrators in the running town projects and so forth. So the problem comes along in the incorporation of the cities and so forth, and then all that entails. But to say that you have a society that you're a part of, if the American government were operating as it was intended, or you know, that can be argued, of course, but we'd have a government for the people and of the people, but not the master. So America was began as, you know, a place for free will to flourish, and people will say it was founding on Christian doctrines. Some others would say deists like Jefferson and so forth. But the idea is to be a part of something that allows the individual to flourish, whereas in what
okay,
we actually
here,
have.
Okay, but here's the thing. Here's the clarity for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you are born within this chunk of dirt that they call the United States of America, they say you are a citizen. As Hal talks about all the time,
yes.
You are then liable for all the pains and penalties that the United States government says that are being foisted upon you.
Yes, that's the 14th Amendment, and we've gone beyond that, becoming, you know, for the same exactions of the pains and penalties and so forth. And the original 13th Amendment has been replaced. Free and slaves, are you not listening? Because this was the topic and I wanted you to add to. I have covered this in the past. I was at...
You can't listen to Free. He's a statist.
Well...
I like to poke him. Anyway, no. So if in your concept of, okay, the government collapses and goes away and then new people come along and form whatever other government, right?
Yeah, and see, these words are bad because government means mind control and so forth. So that, therefore, I'm transcending the supposed definitions and the breakdown of the definitions and using these terms that would be perhaps considered generic and taking a look at that. Because, look, really, I mean, here we are in this world, and what do we do? Now, an American dissonance is what I intend to provide, is to show where people have gone wrong. But is that the case? Now, with Gordon Call, let's say, at what point do you lay down and die? And that's been the case for many. Lavoie Finicum, well, they say, well, if he would have just stopped and got out of the car, he wouldn't have been shot. Well, first of all, they'd open fire on him anyways. But they were on their way to a meeting with the sheriff over in John Day County up in Oregon. Now, it doesn't matter what's right or what's just or anything else, because we are occupied. We are under an extrajudicial system, as Hal has pointed out. So it doesn't matter that what you believe. It absolutely did. If you can believe that government has no right to exist, they have no power to authority to exert their power over you. But, you know, in the same way, you can believe you can walk through walls, and it doesn't mean you're not going to get smacked upside the head. That's coming, you know, dead or in prison. That's your reward in your opposition to the powers that be. So how do you go about this? You know, people went and stormed the Capitol, right? Following along blindly, and I've been warning, don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Time and time again, fall for it. Some of the people you would assume to be highly intelligent. Yes, welcome to the reservation, this girl.
Yeah.
Hey, Uff, thank you.
Duh.
Uff, duh.
I like his name. Duh.
I'll Uff and I'll Buff and I'll blow your house down. And that's the big bad wolf of government. Speaking of which, there's a wolf. It would be included into the broadcast for Friday, and that's covered.
Okay. Anyway, so I let me finish what I was saying earlier there. See, if this government collapse, or I like to call them the goonerment, because they're a bunch of freaking goons. So if the goonerment collapsed, and then groups of people in various areas got together and formed their own little government rather than a goonerment. And did not automatically say, just because you are here or were born here or want to be here, that you're part of our collective, however they want to phrase it, that you have the option to opt in or not.
Yes.
And of course, then it would not be assigned to you at birth. You would not be given a number and a straw man. As Moose Girl quite nicely pointed out. So once you reached whatever is considered the age of reason, and I don't think that would be the same for everybody. I think that should be different. I mean, because just because one person's can reason something at 18 doesn't mean the next guy can't reason it at 13 or 25. Maybe there's a test for that or something like that. So anyway, once you've reached that age of reason, at that point you could say, yes, I want to be part of this or not part of this. Yes, I still want to live here, but I don't want to partake in any of your, quote, benefits, unquote. Then that would be, you know, a voluntarist society.
All right, I can let me example that for you. Let's take the polygamous society, for instance. The Lost Boys, as they're known, young men that are expelled from the communities. But do the girls, the young girls, have the same opportunity? You know, where it's to me, you know, it's this idea, this religious movement has devolved into a predatory thing where the younger girls are groomed to marry some old fart, and you know, you got to eliminate the competition, so young boys got to go, so that the old bastards got all the choice, because, you know, just one wife ain't enough for some reason. Anyways, what do you do in a case like that? These people are being held captive under tyrannical rule. Now let's go back and look at America. What was perceived to be, at least by the majority of Americans, is we're the what's that word? The bastion of freedom. We're this great pillar of hope, and that we were going to liberate people. And we see these wars of liberation now into, you know, our recent history, you know, the Gulf War and so forth. We're gonna bomb the shit out of them with some freedom, all right?
Right.
But so that's not what America's about. And behind the woodshed with Hal Anthony here Sundays, noon o'clock on the left coast, it's 3 p.m. Eastern time. It's an expose into this governance that's upon us, and it's a false front. It's not real. It's not performing the duties that was designated to do so. So they've gone not even into martial law. We've gone beyond that, because as Hal has pointed out several times, and Sunday especially, that gone well beyond that point. And there are certain rules of martial law that we can apply to them and their mistreatment of us even. But when you go extrajudicial, we see cases like Schaefer Cox and Jeffrey Winehouse, the Bundys. The list is on and on and on. And in this series, I hope to pull some individuals, some small biographies perhaps, in discussion. Like I said, this is not the tell-all, know-all of this. It's basically an outline that will include specifics and individuals and people that are demonized. My first opinion of Gordon Call was, you know, what do you expect? You know, he's killing federal agents, but at what point
who's
are
Gordon
you...
Gordon Call?
He's topic of Friday's broadcast. He quit paying taxes in the 60s, and he started going about. They were trying to form a township government, and he was speaking out against taxes. He refused to pay taxes. He has strong religious and moral convictions that the America was. I wonder if Sadani's listening in.
Sadani, are you listening?
Would you type that in there? Listen here, because he's not an English first language speaker. He may not realize how to use the IRC here and the radio player.
It should be pretty simple. He's here.
Hi, Donna.
In Sadani.
Thank you.
Donna's here.
Hi, Donna.
That's different. Sadana.
Yes.
Different.
Yes. Madonna. Okay,
yeah.
Where did I leave off at there? What was I talking about?
I don't even know. I mean, you were...
You've got to have... Listen.
I was trying to take you down the road. to voluntarist society.
But that's magic. See, that just is not going to happen.
That's not magic.
People have attempted to create their own money system, even using silver, and the IRS will come after you, right?
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. You were talking about post-current government.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen. That's a magical kingdom that, it's pure fantasy. You're not going to escape. Government is here, and they're here to stomp you on the neck till you submit. Comply or die.
All right. So then all the talk about the quote sovereign citizens unquote, what's the gain from that if it's not going to happen?
Nothing, because one cancels the other in the cases this may be. Now, if we were truly living in a free world, you know, a person could go wherever they wanted to. Now let's just break this down. Let's say we government collapsed, and we can expect any number of scenarios. Well, I'm telling you, it would be better to, and I know this sounds like a fruitless effort, but it'd be better to recapture what we have instead of trying to blend the baby into the bathwater. It's just not going to happen. It's just going to be a mess and a lot of blood.
So you would want it rebuilt as it is?
No. We need to back out of what it currently is and at least go back to the original premise of the founding of the country, that all men are created equal. I know all the hypocrisy
when they wrote all men are created equal, if you happen to be what they considered a slave at that point in time, and you were a man, you were not created equal. You were created far less than equal.
Yeah, that's the hypocrisy of it, isn't it?
Well, so, that's a little bit of the hypocrisy. There's so much of it to go around.
Sure. I'm not here to defend anything. I'm here to expose the fallacies. And the dangers and the pitfalls. Bruce Doucette, I'm going to tell you, and Rudy Davis has got a letter from him. I'm so guilty of not doing all that I should be doing. And I've got plenty of excuses, but you know what they say about them. But so anyways, Bruce Doucette, Brand Thornton and I went to his trial in 2018 in Denver. We got there the second week of a two-week trial. His wife, Kim, kindly took us into their home. I spoke with a lot of people that knew Bruce Doucette, a man that would literally and actually would give the shirt off his back. I've had so many stories of things that he had done for people, and they were fighting the corruption, and they went with this Continental Congress, these judges and marshals, and they started filing liens against officials because they didn't have a bond on them. Now, their political union, whatever it was, they covered anything like that. But what they failed to take into consideration in all this, that they assumed that there's a common law, and common law was codified in Colorado, I believe, in 86. So, you know, that's just more that extrajudicial that we're under. So it doesn't matter what you believe or hope or anything like that. It's not going to change the current paradigm. You can hope to withdraw where you can, like where I'm at out here. I ain't got much bother, and it's on the mountain here in the dead-end road, and used to cops never come out here. They come a little more often for this or that reason or another, and chasing somebody down. But overall, let's take Van Buren County, Arkansas, where I'm at here. Because of the fallacy in the system, of course, there's those problems. But the men that stand in positions and seats of authority here, for the most part, are very good men, and they have a good moral character and idea. I can name specifically many names that I know here. Me, I've never met a stranger, and I know everyone from the criminals to the cops and the common folks in between, the type of person I am. Now, my friend's house burned down next door, so all these fire departments showed up, volunteer fire departments, and one cop. You know, this cop comes in, nobody's wearing a mask. This cop shows up, and he's got the black thing pulled up over his face and the black skull cap, excuse me, and all decked out. And it's like, man, I'm seeing, you know, this is what's being, this is continuing to grow and grow in the counties. The feds have infiltrated at county level. Used to, we'd have a hope for a county sheriff and a local government, the quorum court, as in Arkansas, we have a quorum court, but basically all the, and the county judge, but they, basically all they do are financial administrators. And like Gordon Call, he was attempting to set up this township governments where we could actually apply the powers of the people to oppose the imposition of tyranny in government. So that's a, you know, what happened to him. He was targeted. And then what did the feds do? They sent in their infiltrators, their informants, their undercover. They instigate, and they create criminal cases where they otherwise would not be. Bill Fulton, the undercover on Schaefer Cox's case. Forget the guy's name. He went by. He was one of these supposed marshals with Bruce Doucette. Marshall. It's like the in-your-faceness of it. You know, you see, like, well, from how the headlines is really the revealing, right, in the news. It's kind of a notification in a sense. So we get all these projections that most people will not interpret, like them leading them people into the Capitol. You know, don't fall for it, man. So with Bruce Doucette's case, they came along, and I was listening to this FBI undercover FBI testify, and he wouldn't even show up in court. They just had his recording, and he's all like, "Come on, we're gonna go kidnap this judge, and we're gonna take him to the state line and tell him to get out and don't come back, and we're taking all his crap." What was the name, guy's name up there? He was an idiot in Bunkerville. And they got him riding around. There were seven or eight of them. He was the only dupe. The other ones were all working for the government in government capacity. For him to go blow up this old shack, BLM shack, out in the middle of the desert, and he's out there pushing the button, click, 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 click. Something must be wrong with the bomb. Yeah, there's something wrong with your head if you're falling for this. If somebody wants you to kill somebody, go blow up a building, be in on a kidnapping, just know that plan has been originated from the FBI. Hey, Ryan English, FBI guy, you know, you started out to try to talk to me, and Robert Shapiro, the prosecutor there in Denver, put a stop to that. Yeah, I say guard your words, because people will incite you to say something like, "Yeah, I kill that some bitch," but there has to be a dialogue, and there has to be somebody that will stand there, and I've taken that position as presenting myself as press, as journalist. You know, we won't argue the finer points of how good I'm not at something. That's not the point. What is the press? It is that individual. If I wanted to write a note and walk around my neighbors and put it on their door, you know, "Hey, guess what? We got a meeting coming up at the volunteer fire department that you're not aware of, or, hey, we're having people stealing around in here in the neighborhood, or whatever, to our governing officials are corrupt, and let's say, oh, this cop over here, he might take your pot if he pulls you over and lets you go on your way. You know, anything to, well, something's happened to my neighbor, and I need to go down there to be a witness to it. You know, focal local, right, Donna? That's where we start. And in our attempts to bring about our individual sovereignty, what steps can we take? Gardening is, of course, the freest that you can get, especially considering that the poisons, it's just all garbage. I went to go to the store, and it's like, this is a desert. This is almost everything in here is not for me to eat. Complicate that with diabetes, and it's like, man, there's almost nothing I can eat in here. But anyways, we are, as sovereign, we are first and foremost responsible for ourselves in what we do, and don't think that freedom of speech is going to protect you, because they're looking for things that they can use against you. People are in prison just for words, not saying what they will do, but what they would have done, if you can believe that. And then they'll get you drunk and pump you up, and they'll pimp you and ride you around and have a good time, get you to say all these things. Yeah, Greg Burleson, isn't that right? In Bunkerville, in prison 86 years, likely to die. Where, as the other people in the Bundy et al. Case was in the first tier, which was the second round of trials, in the third tier, which didn't come to trial, they were all dismissed with prejudice. But the guys in the rounds from the first trial, which was the second tier, so they broke all these guys up, 19 guys, into three different tiers of culpability and their responsibility for the standoff. But the standoff was led by the federal agencies, from the Bureau of Land Management, U.S. Forest Service, so forth. These have become paramilitary. I mean, just like sending a team over, special ops team over into wherever, Afghanistan, Iraq, whatnot. Highly trained and skilled killers. And if you build up a force of people that, especially that you're bringing back from the war, you've already got a head start in that mentality of maintaining this being at war with the people, where the people are the enemy, automatically assumed to be the enemy. You know, you get pulled over by a cop, you might think, well, I've got the right to travel. Well, that's not going to keep him from pulling you over. What was it, 10, 15 odd years ago, I did me a 30-day vacation for telling I'm not paying your ticket and you can lock me up. It took him 3 years or so to get it done. But I knew at midnight, and he happened to be in jail at the same time because he wouldn't get a license. And used to people to get away with that right to travel, but it didn't work anymore. The judges are going to say, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. And they left him locked up for a good long while. Is it worth the statement that you're willing to, or the stand that you're willing to take, knowing that it costs you, can cost you your liberty, could cost you your life? So a lot of people will have no compromise and no back down. But the idea is to have yourself into that position to be able to proceed with a plan of operation that opposes this system that we're in and trying to correct it without loss. Unfortunately, that's probably a larger dream as is to assume that the government will go away by itself and we can all then live peaceably, because that's not going to happen either. If there was collapse, there's a lot of bad people in this world, and it takes good people to be able to stand against that, whether it be now as the bad people with caucusocracy that we have, where the scum rises to the top of the and to rule us. How do we overcome this? It's so exponentially large, it seems like it's an impossibility. How can we overcome it? I don't know that we ever can. Is that defeatist? I don't know. I want to be able to go through this in this life and try to do the best I can. I'm going to mute just for a second.
He muted me. The nerve, I am muting me. Oh, he actually muted me. He muted himself. He's going on, right? But you know, I say if the government collapses, which it's going to have to at some point in time, I would say, because of their own incompetence and greed. Once they do, then there's a shot. But we have to wait for that.
Okay. I forgot we got dinner today. I'll go up there. We'll go a little bit longer here, and we'll finish this up to, oh boy, then all the work starts. I'll have to go back over to my homepage there at reallibertymedia.com/author/Vine and build this little short broadcast blog right here, which is not much to it. I just still want to have it up there for posterity. But speaking of which, you know, nothing lasts forever.
Oh, I lost you.
We connect.
Just on the.
Let's see that.
What happened here?
There, we're back. We're back.
Huh? No. I mean, you're not connected.
Are you connected? Lose you from any desk or what?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we dropped stream there for a minute too.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. So I guess your internet dropped off totally. So.
Stupid internet. All right, we're back connected there.
They probably didn't like what I was saying. They probably didn't like what I was saying while you were on the phone.
Yeah. What was you saying on the phone?
Oh, nothing. It's on the recording. You can pick it up from there.
The audacity. You got some audacity. Well, I don't think I'll get to the repeat, stop and record and save and that sort of thing this time.
You should do it just for practice.
Yeah, I'll have you walk me through that, actually. And then, here in just a little bit, I'm going to walk through that cold weather up there for some fried chicken. Hey.
Okay.
Who don't like fried chicken? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. Even chickens will eat fried chicken, so.
Right? Yeah.
Right.
Chickens are some pretty nasty animals.
Yeah, they are.
Well, hey, is anybody listening along in here that would like to add or contribute anything? And I guess Mufad has been in and out. I'm not sure he even ever listened to get figured out. Hi, Donna.
Donna.
Well,
yeah, I don't know. It chose five listeners, but whatever that means.
Okay. All right. Well, we kind of kicked this around a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a test, right?
Mm-hmm. If this had been an actual broadcast, you would have been.
This was a test of the Vini Broadcasting System.
Okay. Look. I can't do it without not doing it here. I promise. Torture! Stand by. Have I got the voice for it? Wait a minute. That's the right place. Yes. Oh, here we go. I was using this. This is from the About at Real Liberty Media on YouTube. History is hard to know because of the paid propagandists. Maybe they just want to be in control of how the story ends. Yeah. MSN floating about in a world of clap. They try to sell it as mainstream. It is anything but. I got this from a great guy that wrote this part. Call him Grim Near. It is anything but that. It is not media as the word used in modern thought. It is purely propaganda. Yeah, CLAP. You know what CLAP is. If you don't know, it's a corporate lame-ass propaganda. That's why. Hold on. Oh, yeah, where was I going? Over here. Back. Hey, shut up, Amazon.
Ooh, Amazon
bestsellers. Got a little library. I'm bouncing around here. Hold on. I gotta see if I can get it from here. I'll go to history. Plug in this. So, hey. What's he doing?
Beetle's going to start making porn, I guess. He gets a video going.
Ooh. Peas and
Beetle
corn.
Porn.
Yeah, peas and corn. And dung, because beetles like dung. They like warm. Here it is. But first, okay, let me open that and stop it, though. And I got to go open a tab up here. Getting ready to torture you. And I don't think, come on. This is a fast song. Fast. The Johnny Horton song. And I've been sharing this around. Steve T on River Drifting over on YouTube. He's an Alabama boy, and he's I think one of the singer songwriters. Really, a lot of people think he's corny. I don't know if I got voice or not. Let's see. I'm gonna try it. Let's wash that one down with a little coffee. It's hard to keep up with, but as I promised. You have some torture. Ready, Grimner? Are you ready?
Do your thing, man.
Here it goes.
Go. I'm not part of it.
Uh-oh, this one. Put on. There they are. Wait, I got stuff popping up on me. To keep a donkey in. Huh? Hard to keep up with.
Your time is up, I'll tell you why.
Man.
You say I'm sorry.
This is.
Too late now.
Stupid.
What the hell?
That was. Man, that's pissing me off. Stop it. That got me. Man. I opened the wrong link. Hold on.
Wow. I don't know what all that looks
like. Yeah, that was a stupid thing. Hey, they was just talking about you.
Apparently.
Stop a minute.
Stop. I still hear that shit. Where?
That was some pop-up in there.
Where the hell is it? Man.
I stopped it. Stupid thing. All right, I'm going to try again. I'm no quitter, mister, and we got 6 minutes to the top of the hour. Oh, come on, man. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, hang on a second. Let me do something here.
All right. I bought puss. I thought we already had them. I don't even know what Metro instead of something lyrics.
I don't know. Either way, you should have this. So
we're going to add Adblock Plus. Go. I thought there was already an Adblocker up there.
Trippy. Well, there is, but it doesn't get everything. There's the built-in.
Doing this first, because we're going to run out of time.
No, let's do it now.
Okay. Chrome plus Chrome? Well, I bought me a donkey about 4 foot tall. All
right, there we go.
To plow my cotton
do
in
the now.
Oh.
Now.
Oh.
I just wish your internet was a little faster.
Yeah,
who's actually got a kick to get some faster internet up there?
One G with a small case, yeah. Small case G.
One
G. Yeah, that's a commercial.
All right.
Man, we are fixing to get some cold weather. Moosey, I wish you'd take your cold weather and keep it up there. It's going to get down to like a zero.
Well, let me just.
Yeah.
Now I forgot what.
Cold weather? The Moosey?
One solitary gerbil and a hamster's wheel.
Yeah, but he runs really, really, really fast.
Yeah, yeah. Say that you don't really have the anarchist bone in your body, do you?
Yeah, I'm 100% anarchist.
Kind of a thing.
You have
the belief in the soul.
No, I believe in my own authority, but I do believe that people that will
you're
take
what?
My own authority. But I do believe that people will assume an authority and exercise it upon others, no matter what you believe. You're not going to stop them from kicking your door down if you oppose that system. I'm 100% real anarchist. That means, and as I said before, I believe God is an anarchist, and that is meaning that we have an absolute right to free will, to believe as we will, to accept or reject any notion. But when you take that authority, assume an authority to impose your will upon another, yes, I oppose that. But I believe that I have the right to do whatever I want as far as whatever, smoking weed or growing tomatoes or what have you. I think it's right for taxes. Well, if there weren't taxes, I mean, they're unjust and you're forced into them. So, and it's a whole theft system anyway. It's our monetary Federal Reserve system is completely... Wait, don't click that. How come I'm on what? That stupid thing.
I'm not touching nothing. It's all you, man. Okay. You got your ad block plus in there, so you're good to go.
Oh, okay. Well, I might be okay. This isn't the ones I saw. A to Z lyrics. Let me try it, but I'm afraid it's going to open up. There was this one I could click there, and it would show the whole lyrics right there without opening anything up. Huh? I'm not seeing it. Well, let me try that. Click that down link. I could go to Chrome and do it. Let me try this. These are the ones that open up some crap playing in the back.
Try the Metro one more than that.
Oops, did I already hit it too late or not? I think it's already spinning. A to Z, you still thought that we still
know.
A to Z
I
lyrics.
See anything.
Yeah.
That's A to Z, okay. I thought that was Arab.
Yeah, my friend, there it is. Gets up to Washington State over in Spokane that I spent part of the 2017 summer with. He ended up in prison. He wouldn't listen to me. He thought he was cool, man, ride around fucking with the authority and the police with a pistol and going to whip a bitch on a cop and pull up beside him and light a joint. You know, there's a difference between, you know, being plumb stupid and trying to be at least some thought in your what it is you're going to do in your opposition. I won't tell you about the song, but I won't sing it to you, but I'm going to make some noise anyways. Want to? Ready? It's fast. Sing it with me, Graham. Let's
sing it with you. I don't sing.
Here it goes. Well, I bought me a donkey about a 4 foot tall to plow my cotton in the early fall. He's running around, it's an awful sin. I had to build me a fence to keep a donkey in. That's funny. My donkey from a learned at large. Inside the spin, and I turn him loose. Thrilled by the volts of electrified juice. Well, which way did my donkey go? Well, if you see him, let me know. Well, I haven't seen my donkey since. He backed into that electrified fence. How'd this all happen? Well, now the first time he backed up, up against it, he threw back his ears and he had a fit. He brayed real loud and he hit high gear and he jumped into that stratosphere. Here's, this is from you, Albuquerque. A donkey up there was looking for work. He's my donkey and his name is Jack. Well, how I wish he'd come on back. Well, which way did my donkey go? If you see him, let me know. I haven't seen my donkey since. That's where. Now, where's Palomar at? I'm not sure about this one. But anyways, this guy, he's up there. Yeah, got some Palomar. A man up there was watching a star. By looking through his telescope, he nearly had himself a stroke. Something riding up the rainbow trail with two long ears and a puckered up tail. Thing he saw when he fern the states was a donkey in a pretty pearly gate. I love it. I wish I could sing.
I wish you could sing. Anyway, Palomar is an observatory in San Diego.
Oh,
in San Diego County.
That's right, huh?
I used to go up there every now and then.
Donna.
Yeah. We'd go up with that. We'd go up on top of the mountain where Palomar Observatory was and get high.
That's the Griffith in L.A., the Griffith Observatory there. And, you know, that's so low.
Griffith is in L.A.
Right, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's so smoggy there.
Palomar's in San Diego.
The cats are howling.
Yeah, see, now, I told you before you started doing that, I don't sing because I can't sing. But it doesn't appear to stop you.
It does not. It does not. It does not. Well, I bought me a donkey about a 4 foot tall to plow my cotton in the early fall. Oh, you're just so lucky. You don't know how lucky you are.
You got Donna's cats a-howling to your vocal assault.
Yes. Yeah, see, I could have really tortured you. I broke my banjo out. Oh, a burrow there.
Yeah.
All right, man. We run over this thing here. And,
everything seems to be working, so.
All right, let me see here. Let me work through here. So
I'm
going to go.
New computer, new setup, everything's good.
Yeah, we're working on this here, and I appreciate all your help. All right, so I'm going to go up here to Audacity and hit pause, first of all, correct?
Oh, yeah, or you could just hit stop if you want.
Stop, okay.